我们好不好再有一点祷告
Shall we have another word of prayer?
我们亲爱的主我们感谢你
Our dear Lord, we thank you
每次我们在你为我们摆设爱的筵席跟前
Every time we are before your feast of love
我们心里面实在被你的爱再一次服侍和温暖
Once again, you have ministered to our hearts and you warm our hearts
主啊我们本来是下火湖的材料
Originally we were just kindling
却在你里面蒙了极大的恩典
But now in you we have received great grace
你不仅为我们舍命
Not only have you given your life for us
并且你把你自己赐给每一个相信的人
But you have given yourself to everyone who believes in you
使我们在你的里面真成为父神的儿女
So that in you we can truly become the children of God
主啊我们能够这样享受与父神相交的喜乐
And Lord now we can enjoy the joy of having fellowship communion with the Father
都是你在十字架上救赎的果效
It is the result of your redemptive work upon the cross
我们因此献上满心的感谢和敬拜
And so we give all the worship and thanks from our hearts.
我们再把这段时间恭敬托在你的手中。
We again give the following time into your hand.
主啊，在你的爱中向我们说话。
In your love, please speak to us.
在你的爱中，让我们也把自己再一次交给你。
And in your love, once again, we give ourselves to you.
主啊，让我的心成为你的宝座。
That my heart may be your throne.
让你的教会成为父神的喜悦。
That your church would be the joy of the Father.
谢谢你听我们的祷告。
Thank you for hearing our prayer.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
In Jesus' most precious name we pray.
Amen. Amen. 请我们一起读几处的经文。
Shall we read several passages of the scripture?
请我们翻到四世纪。第三章我们从第一节读到第四节
Let's first turn to the book of Judges chapter 3 We will read verses 1 through 4
耶和华留下这几族为要试验那不曾知道与迦南征战之事的以色列人好叫以色列的后代又知道又学习未曾晓得的战事所留下的就是非利士的五个首领和一切迦南人西顿人并住利巴嫩山的西魏人从巴利黑门山直到哈马口留下这几族为要试验以色列人知道他们肯听从耶和华借摩西吩咐他们列祖的诫命不肯
Now these are the nations which the Lord left to test Israel by them, that is, all who had not experienced any of the wars of Canaan, only in order that the generations of the sons of Israel might be taught war, those who had not experienced it formerly. These nations are the five lords of the Philistines and all the Canaanites and the Sidonians and the Hivites who lived in Mount Lebanon, from Mount Baal Hermon as far as Lebo Hamath.They were for testing Israel to find out if they would obey the commandments of the Lord, which he had commanded their fathers through Moses.
第二章十一节到十五节
Chapter 2, verses 11 through 15.
以色列人行耶和华眼中看为恶的事，去侍奉朱巴利，离弃了领他们出埃及地的耶和华，他们列祖的神，去叩拜别神。就是视为列国的神惹耶和华发怒并离弃耶和华去侍奉巴利和亚斯他录耶和华的怒气向以色列人发作就把他们交在抢夺他们的人手中又将他们赋予视为仇敌的手中甚至他们在仇敌面前再不能站立得住他们无论往何处去耶和华都以灾祸攻击他们正如耶和华所说的话又如耶和华向他们所起的誓他们便极其困苦
Then the sons of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord and served the Baals and they forsook the Lord the God of their fathers who had brought them out of the land of Egypt and followed other gods from among the gods of the peoples who were around them and bowed themselves down to them Thus they provoked the Lord to anger. So they forsook the Lord and served Baal and the Ashtaroth. The anger of the Lord burned against Israel, and he gave them into the hands of plunderers who plundered them. And he sold them into the hands of their enemies around them, so that they could no longer stand before their enemies. Wherever they went, the hand of the Lord was against them for evil, as the Lord had spoken, and as the Lord had sworn to them, so that they were severely distressed.
第十八节
Verse 18
耶和华为他们兴起士师，就与那士师同在，士师在世的一切日子，耶和华拯救他们脱离仇敌的手。他们因受欺压扰害，就哀声叹息，所以耶和华后悔了。
When the Lord raised up judges for them, the Lord was with the judge and delivered them from the hand of their enemies all the days of the judge. For the Lord was moved to pity by their groaning because of those who oppressed and afflicted them.
我们先就读这几处的经文。
We'll read just these verses first.
这一次我和弟兄姊妹两堂的交通主题是士师记中的危机和挑战。
The topic of my sharing these 2 days is the crisis and challenge in the book of Judges.
昨天晚上我已经和弟兄姊妹分享一点，从士师记里面看见什么是危机。
Last night I already shared with brothers and sisters what are crises from the time of Judges.
并且若是我们不认不出这危机的现象。
And if we do not recognize the symptoms of these crises,
我们不能做出一个正确的属灵的反应。
Then we cannot have an accurate spiritual response.
那么这危机所带来的那个后果。
And then the consequence of this crisis.
我们昨天晚上也稍微提到一点，啊，这个危机的原因不在外面的环境。乃在神儿女本身，我们这个人的里面。
And we also spoke of how the reasons for having these crises is not in our outward circumstances, but it is already within us.
我们若是有一点人生的经验
，If we have some experience of our daily life，
我们蒙恩得救了以后，在神的家中，在教会里面，若是多有一点侍奉和承担责任的经验。
After we are saved in our daily life and in our service, if we have any experience of bearing some responsibility,
我们就会发现许多的难处不在外面的事情，不在外面的环境。
Many difficulties do not come from the outward circumstance or our surroundings.
真正的原因，难处都是在人的身上。
The real problem is within man.
那么今天早晨我们要往前看士师记里面的挑战。
And so today we move forward to see what is the challenge that is within, that is in the time of Judges.
若是我们把士师记好好的读几遍，
If you are to read Judges carefully several times,
我们读到它里面的内容，
And you read about the content,
我相信每一个人都感觉到，啊，我们要叹息。
I feel that every one of us, we will sigh.
我们难过。
We feel sad.
啊，我很抱歉，这一次我来呢，和弟兄姊妹都碰到这些这种情形。
And I apologize that every time I come here, I feel that I encounter such circumstances.
礼拜四早晨，我和年长弟兄弟兄姊妹一起聚会。
Thursday when I met together with the elderly saints.
大家在读传道书。
Everyone was reading Ecclesiastes.
我们才一读完了，那位领会的弟兄就说：“我们读传道书。”巴不得快快读完，因为越读越低沉。
And the brother who led the meeting said, "We need to finish this book quickly because the more we read it, the more depressed we become."
那么这两场聚会呢，我又跟大家一起读士师记。
And these 2 sessions were reading the book of Judges.
读完士师记呢，我们也是越读越多叹息。
And the more you read the book of Judges, the more you just sigh.
越读越难过。
The more you read, the more depressed you become.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为我们会有一个问题。
Because we have this question.
为什么神许可他自己的儿女？
Why did God allow His own children
落进如此悲惨、如此低落的光景？
To fall in such a low and dark situation.
并且我们要问一个问题。
And we ask another question.
啊，神是大能的神。
God is an almighty God.
他为什么要留下迦南地的仇敌，让以色列人住在他们中间？
Why did God allow the enemies of Canaan to remain living in the land around his children?
神岂不是爱的神吗？
Isn't he a God of love?
他不是对我们的爱是无限的吗？
Isn't his love unlimited towards us?
他既然爱我们，就应该把上好的给我们。
Since he loves us, he should be giving us the best.
满我们意的环境，叫我们舒服的感觉和 经历赐给我们。
All things should be for our benefit so that we are comfortable.
但是我们读圣经的时候，我们却发现神许可，而且神留下这些仇敌在以色列百姓中间。
But when we read the Bible, we see that God allowed these enemies to remain among His children.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹，你有没有这个问题
？I don't know whether brothers and sisters you have this question.
我每次读，我就同意有一些弟兄姊妹讲的。
So every time I read it, I agree with what some say.
读完四世纪呢，要把眼睛洗一洗。
After you read the book of Judges, you need to cleanse your eyes.
你看见从第十八章以后，讲到他们属灵生活的低落，还有道德生活的败坏。
After chapter 18, you see the low point of their lives as well as their moral depravity.
甚至有的时候连世界上有道德的人都比他们好。
Even to the point where some people of the world, their morals are better than them.
弟兄姊妹，那不是说别人。
We're not talking about others here.
如果以色列人是预表今天的教会的话，
If the Israelites is a type of the church today,
那就是教会真实的光景。
Then this is a true condition of the church today.
所以我们读完了，感觉到污秽。
So after we read it, we feel filthy.
感觉到难过。
And we feel sad.
感觉到要到主面前去痛哭，
要悔
改。And we feel that
we need to come before the Lord to weep and to repent.
我们甚至有时候问主啊，为什么不当我信了主，你就接我回家？我就不在地上得罪你。
To a point where we say, Lord, after I believed, why is it that you don't take me home so I no longer sin against you?
我也不需要在地上受这些苦。
So I don't have to go through all the sufferings on earth.
不要叫你的名因着我而受羞辱。
That through me you are shamed.
弟兄姊妹们，你有没有这种感觉呢？
Brothers and sisters, do you have this feeling?
所以我们要问，为什么神留下这些仇敌呢？
So we ask, why is it that the Lord allowed these enemies to remain here?
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our Lord.
他的爱永远得胜。
His love forever overcomes.
他是一位积极的神。
He is a very positive God.
虽然他许可消极的败坏的事情临到他的儿女。
Even though he allows the negative and the depraved things to come to his children.
但是在他的爱中，他的作为永远是带着积极的因素的。
But in his love, in his work, it is always positive.
而且是积极的向着他荣耀的旨意和目的而去。
And it is positive in working towards his glorious will.
他留下这些仇敌在以色列百姓中间。
He left these enemies among his people.
他乃是向他的儿女们挑战。
So that he could prove and test his people.
教他们征战。
To teach them warfare.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
啊，他把这个挑战放在他儿女们的环境的里面。
And he left this test, this challenge in the circumstance of his people.
放在以色列人他们的面前。
And he left it right in front of them.
啊，今天岂不也是这样吗？
Isn't it the same today?
我们每一个人蒙恩得救了，你不是从得救以后就天天过哈利路亚的生活。
That after you are saved, every day, aren't you living on the hallelujah side?
是的，我们有站在灵里面，站在属天境界里面的感谢和赞美。
Yes, in the spiritual realm, we are always giving thanks and praise to our Lord.
但是我们拉到肉身实际的环境里面的时候，
But when we come to our flesh and in reality,
弟兄姊妹们，我们面临了许多的挑战。
In our practical life, we encounter many challenges.
这些挑战看起来好像是环境、人事物带给我们。
These challenges, it appears as if it is through our circumstances, through people around us.
实际上是神在爱中留下来给你的。
But in reality, God has allowed these things to, and He has given it to you.
为什么呢？
Why?
我们从四世纪里面看见几个原因。
From the book of Judges, we see several reasons.
第一个原因呢，在四世纪第三章第一节到第四节这里面，这几个原因。第一个，他要试验那不曾知道与迦南征战的以色列人。
One of the first reasons is found in chapter 3, verse 1, to test Israel by them for those who had not experienced any wars in Canaan.
弟兄姊妹，在属灵生命的经历里面，在教会的经历的里面，
In the experience of your spiritual pursuit and in the experience of the church,
神试验人是一个重要的原则。
It is an important principle of God to test and prove His people.
我记得我还很小的时候，读初中，参加少年人的聚会，年长弟兄姊妹就把这个原则讲给我们听。
I remember when I was young, I was in middle school, I remember the older brothers and sisters, they spoke this principle to us.
就像我们在学校做学生一样。
Just as students in school.
老师并不是 光把知识传递给你。
The teachers are not merely just passing on knowledge to you.
每到一个阶段，老师就给你一个小考试。
After a particular section, you will have a test. Isn't that so?
好叫你得着的知识真的变成你自己里面的生命。
So that the knowledge that you receive becomes part of you, your life.
经过试验了，我们所得着的那些经历和认识才变成我们的生命。
After testing, those experiences become part of your life.
所以年长弟兄们告诉我们说，凡是没有经过试验的，都还不是你的。
And so our older brothers tell us, all the things that have not gone through testing are not yours yet.
我举一个例子，这个第一个试验呢，是为着叫神的百姓看见自己。
I will give you an example. This first part of the testing is so that God's people can come to know themselves.
我们要传福音。传福音聚会呢，常常用的一首诗歌哈，照我本相。
When we share the gospel, we often sing a hymn, Just as I Am.
啊，我们每个人都说呢，我照着本相，我到主的跟前来。
We say that we all come before the Lord just as we are.
你是不是在得救那一天你就认识自己的本相了呢？
Is it that on that day you came to know the Lord, you came to know who you were?
是的，你可能看见一点点。
Yes, perhaps you saw a little bit.
是照着本相告诉我说呢，你不需要再化妆，不需要再改造自己，你就是原样来就好了。
When we say just as we are, that means you do not need to change yourself, put on any makeup. You just come as you are.
但是那并不代表我们真正认识自己。
But it doesn't mean you truly know yourself.
唯有当我们经过试验
，Only once you have gone through testing.
我们失败了
，Once you fail.
我才知道那就是我。
Then you realize that is me.
就像我们在学校考试
，Just like when you go through a test at school.
那个答不上的题目。才让我知道，原来我还不认识，我还没有得着。
The questions that you cannot answer, then you realize, oh, I do not have it yet.
不要为答不上难过。
So don't feel sad because you can't answer the question. We need to give thanks and praise to the Lord.
让我知道我在哪一方面需要更多的努力。
Now I know what are the areas I need to work harder at.
所以第一个试验。
So the first test.
乃是呢，把神儿女们的本相放在他们自己的面前。
Was to put their true nature before themselves.
好叫我们知道。我们需要依靠主。
So that they can know, we know that we need to rely on the Lord.
第二个原因。
The second reason.
主把这挑战放在他们的面前。
God has placed this challenge before them.
是要他们借着学习征战来认识征战的事情。
By learning how to war, they may know the matters of war.
这也是一个重要的属灵原则。
This is another important spiritual principle.
也是我们生活中侍奉中一个重要的原则。
And another important principle in our daily life and service.
我们不能光靠理论。
We cannot just rely upon logic.
我们需要theory. 我们需要在实际的生活里面脚踏实地的去经历它。
In our practical daily life, we need to step forward and experience these things.
所以我们用简单的话来讲，神叫他们呢边用边学。
So simply put, God taught them as they learned.
边学边用。
And as they learned, they used it.
所以在教会的侍奉里面呢，不是等到我受了一点训练我才起来侍奉。
It's not that in church, once I've gone through some training, then I serve.
反而是很多受了训练的人呢，根本不会打仗。
In actuality, some who've actually gone through training do not know how to go through war.
弟兄姊妹们，唯有真正遇见征战的人
，Only those who have encountered war
啊，他才能够明白征战的事情。
Are those who are able to understand the matters of war?
什么叫做明白征战的事情
？What does it mean to know the things of war?
叫我们认识仇敌。
Then you come to know the enemy.
弟兄姊妹们，我们蒙恩得救了，我们经历了神。我们也逐渐认识神。
Brothers and sisters, we have known and experienced the Lord.
但是如果你不认识仇敌的话
，However, if you do not know the enemy,
你我在属灵的生命道路上面是走不好的。
Then for you and I, in walking the spiritual path, we cannot walk it well.
必须要认识仇敌的性质。
You must know the characteristics of the enemy.
并且仇敌在我们生活中怎样显出来
？And how the enemy manifests himself in our daily life.
你知道使徒保罗在这个点上。他是一个老战士、啊。
You know the Apostle Paul, he is a very well experienced soldier.
He's a veteran. 他非常熟悉战争的事情。
He is a veteran because he's very familiar with the things of war.
他说我不是不知道仇敌的诡计。
He says it's not that I do not know the schemes of the enemy.
今天教会有人说这个话，有人讲那个事，他一点都不动静。
When somebody says that, or there's this matter that happens, he has no reaction.
我们知道那些不懂的，哇，就沸沸扬扬的，就把他挑起来变成一个。
The ones who do not understand, they immediately react and it becomes a great matter.
你知道仇敌是最喜欢 挑起 issue 的人。
The enemy loves to stir up issues.
啊，他常常会问一个问题。
He often will ask a question.
向神的儿女们问问题。
He will ask questions to the children of God.
你知道吗？
Do you know?
夏娃就是因为撒旦问了两个问题就失败了。
Eve failed because the enemy asked her simply two questions.
弟兄姊妹，今天撒旦在神儿女们中间挑起各式各样的 issue。
Today, Satan is stirring up so many different issues.
如果我们不认识仇敌的性质，
if we do not understand the characteristics of the enemy,
他的策略，
and we do not know his ways,
你我怎么能够打仗呢？
How are you and I going to fight?
你有最精良的装备。也被吃掉了。
If you have the best armor, you're still going to be swallowed up.
所以第二件事情，这个挑战，神有一个积极的目的，是要他们成为会打仗的军队。
So the second challenge in God's work of His positive work is that His children will know how to war.
认识仇敌还是第一步。
The first step is simply knowing the enemy.
第二步呢，能要他们认识得胜的道路。和得胜的原则。
The second step is that they would understand the way of overcoming.
好叫他们懂得站在神的这一边来胜过仇敌。
That they would understand that if they stand on the Lord's side, then they can overcome the enemy.
所以第三个啊，神要试验以色列人。
The third test for the Israelite people.
啊，这是在第四节讲到。第二次讲到试验。
And it is in verse 4, the second time it speaks of the testing of Israel.
留下这几族为要试验以色列人。
They were for the testing of Israel.
这个试验呢，是显明他们里面属天的生命有多少。
To find out how much of the heavenly life they had.
第一个试验是显出他们里面天然生命的本相。
The first test is to reveal that natural self.
让我们知道天然生命的无能。
So that you would know the inability of the natural self.
天然生命的无用。
And the complete of.
所以主耶稣讲说呢，肉体是没有用处的。
Because the Lord Jesus says the flesh is completely useless.
唯有靠神的灵人才能活着。
Only according to the Spirit of God can man live.
那么主说我的话就是灵就是生命。
He says, my word is spirit and life.
今天你我第二个主考验我们的是看你我里面这属天的生命有多大。
The second testing is to see how much or how great is the heavenly life within you.
一个成熟的生命是顺服的生命。
A mature life is one of obedience.
一个成熟的生命在神的面前是柔软的，是谦卑的，是能够被主折服的。
A mature life is one that is humble, that is submissive and flexible before the Lord.
什么时候我们贯彻自己的意志。
Anytime you insist upon your own self-will.
弟兄姊妹们，那显出我们生命的幼稚不成熟。
It shows the immaturity of that life.
我们不认识我们的主。
That you do not know the Lord.
要碰到仇敌，一试就倒。
Once you meet the enemy, immediately you fall.
弟兄姊妹，你同不同意呢？
Brothers and sisters, do you agree?
好，我有一次听一个弟兄讲呢，我最怕主考我，每次考一考就倒。
I heard a brother say, I'm so afraid of testing from the Lord. Every time I'm tested, I fail.
我在底下说阿们。
And below I said, Amen.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹你说不说阿们。
I don't know whether or not you say Amen.
如果你还没有阿们，你还没被考过。
If you do not say Amen, you haven't gone through testing.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We give thanks and praise to our Lord.
他永远是积极的。
He is forever positive.
他许可这些看起来不好的事情临到我们。
He allows these things that appear very bad to come to us.
是为着叫我们里面属他的属天的生命长大。
So that which belongs to him, that heavenly life inside of us will grow and mature. Fourthly,
我们知道这个挑战乃是神的管教。
We know that this challenge is God's discipline.
甚至这些仇敌也是神管教他儿女们手中所用的工具。
And even the enemies in God's hand is His tool.
所以仇敌呢也在神的手中的。
So the enemy is also in God's hand.
所以我们读圣经，你读了说耶和华把他们卖给他们的仇敌。
And so we see the Bible says that God sold them to their enemies.
中文说是耶和华把他们交在仇敌的手中。
In Chinese it says God delivered them to the hand of the enemies, as if God is very severe.
其实不是这样的。
In reality, it's not so.
因为这背后乃是神的怜悯和他的慈爱。
Behind it, we see God is full of mercy and love.
四世纪看见，他每次看见他的儿女在仇敌手中受苦， 又哀求的时候，神的心就难过，就后悔。
It says that every time God saw that his people were so oppressed to the point that they cried out, it says that God took pity upon them and he regretted it.
He repented.
Repented.
你读有的翻译啊，你觉得神还需要后悔吗？还悔改吗？
We see, when we read certain translations, does God need to repent and regret?
你知道神是站，他降卑他的自己，站在我们的感觉里面，来向我们说他怎么做。他怎么样教养他的儿女？
We see God condescend himself so that he is on our level to show us how he needs to teach us.
所以仇敌在他的手中啊，是一个管教的工具。
So the enemy in God's hand is a tool for discipline.
只要达到了他的目的啊，他就要审判仇敌的。
Once he gets to his goal, he will judge the enemy.
这个目的是什么呢？让以色列人在苦难中回转到神的面前。
What is that goal? That goal is so that God's children, in their suffering, they will return to Him.
你知道，若是我们在神的手中受苦，是有益处的。
You know, if you are to suffer in God's hand, there it is beneficial.
如果我们受苦而没有神的同在，人会越来越苦。
If you suffer without God's presence, it will become more and more bitter.
但是在受苦中，我们回到神的面前。弟兄姊妹，那是一个极大的祝福。
But in the midst of suffering, if you return back to the Lord, it is a great blessing.
叫人的心柔软。
To allow your heart to be soft.
叫人转向神。
To allow you to turn back to God.
叫人心不由己的，从心里面发出来的，向神发出呼求和祷告。
So that from your heart you will cry out and you will in your prayers.
所以有时候主许可一些难处临到我们。
So God will allow difficulties to come to us.
我年轻的时候听年长的弟兄姊妹讲。
When I was young, I heard the elder brothers and sisters share.
因为神太爱他的儿女。
Because God loves his children too much.
但他儿女都不想来亲近他，因为世界太好玩了。
However, his children don't want to draw near to him because the world is too much fun.
那主怎么办呢？
So what does the Lord do?
只好让你在世界中受受苦，你就回来祷告。
That you will suffer some in the world and then you will come back and pray.
你一祷告了，父神就把你抱在怀中。
Once you pray, then the Heavenly Father embraces you.
抱紧紧的不放你，不让你走。
And he hugs you so tight that he won't let you go.
弟兄姊妹，我们如果用这种态度来看我们人生中的挑战，我们就蒙福了。
Brothers and sisters, if you use this type of attitude to face the challenges that he gives you, then you are blessed.
但是我们看见我们的光景何等像以色列人。
But we find that our condition is so much like the Israelites.
我们有难处的时候就祷告多。
When we have problems, we pray a lot.
难处一过去呢，就跟主说啊，我再请假。
And so once the problems pass, we say, Lord, I'm going to take a vacation now.
像世界上的职业，我请个留职停薪的假。
That I'm going to take an unlimited leave without pay for a while.
我还是你的儿女，但是我不需要你管了，我自己过我的生活了。
I'm still your child, but I'm going to live my own life now.
我年轻的时候就过这种生活。
When I was young, this is how I lived.
我现在在教会侍奉，看见好多弟兄姊妹过这种生活。
Now when I serve in the church, I find that so many children of God live this way.
我们每个礼拜主日早上这个报告的弟兄啊。都大声呼吁，请大家来参加祷告聚会。
And so we find that the brother who gives announcements, he calls out loudly for everyone to join prayer meeting.
他们真是诚恳啊！我想想他们在家都流泪祷告，预备话语，想要鼓励弟兄姊妹。
And at home we weep and we cry and we try to think of words to encourage brothers and sisters.
那么来的就来，不来的还是不来。
Those who come still come, those who don't come still do not come.
但是有的时候他不来的也来了。
But sometimes those who don't come, they come.
重大事情他觉得需要大家一起为他祷告。
Because they have a great matter, they need everyone to pray for them.
他真的来几个月哦。
And they truly come for a few months.
但是主很慈爱，主答应了他祷告。从那一天他就不来了。
And the Lord is so full of loving kindness and mercy, God listens to that prayer, and then after that, he doesn't come to prayer meeting anymore.
你是不是这样的基督徒呢？
Are you that type of Christian?
我们失去很大的祝福。
You will lose out on so much blessing.
那个祝福就是享受神的爱。
That blessing is enjoying his love.
很大的祝福就是我们不认识至圣所的生活。
That great blessing is that you do not know the life within the veil.
因为来参加祷告聚会，那就是至圣所里面第一个生活。
Because when you come to prayer meeting, that is the first step of the life in the Holy of Holies. We have that golden incense.
那个金香炉乃是一个代祷的生活。
That golden bowl of incense is the life of prayer.
那是在至圣所里面最靠近父神心怀的一种的生活。
That is the life that is closest to the Father.
弟兄姊妹们，这是这些挑战 的原因。
Brothers and sisters, this is the reason for these challenges.
神许可这样的挑战摆在他儿女们的中间。
God allows these challenges to be among his children.
是为着得着他的儿女们的心。
In order to gain the hearts of his children.
好叫他们来到父亲的跟前。
So that they can come before the Father.
为着来培养他的儿女们
，In order to train up his children，
好叫这一班人能够长大成熟
，So that this group of people may grow up and mature，
能够成为神手中可以用的器皿
，So that they can be a useful vessel in God's hand，
来应付环境中的需要
，To be able to give for all of the needs in the circumstances，
这就是那一班士师们所代表的。
This is what the group of judges.Represented.
士师们并不是一些特别的人。
These judges, they were not a group of special people.
我们去读他们的记载他们的事情的时候，发现他们都是跟我们一样很平凡的人。
When we read their accounts, we find that they're very common people like us.
他们不是利未人，也不是祭司。
They were not Levites, they were not priests.
当然那个时候还没有君王的这个等次。
And of course, at that time, there was no position of a king.
他们可能是农夫
，They were
可能是赶牛的，
farmers,
可能是家庭主妇。
They were farmers. They dealt with the cattle. They were perhaps housewives.
甚至还有出身不名誉的。
And some were nameless.
啊，不是被没有 without reputation.
Some were had no reputation.
啊，被人称作私生子的，但是。神能够得着这些人。
However, God was able to gain this group of people.
弟兄姊妹，那是不是教会我们蒙恩的光景
？Isn't this a condition of us being saved in grace?
所以保罗在哥林多前书告诉我们说，我们蒙恩呢、啊，照着肉身来讲，有强壮的、荣耀的、尊贵的、有智慧的，不多的。
Paul says in 1 Corinthians that those who have been born according to strength or according to glory, there are not very many of us.
但是神却喜欢拣选那些卑贱的、软弱的、愚拙的，啊，好叫他的能力能够彰显出来。
But it pleases God to choose those who are base, those who are foolish and ignorant, so that His glory can be manifested.
士师们代表着在那个时代。被主得着的一般人。
The judges, they represent a group of people who have been gained by God.
他们代表着被主得着，主在他们身上细心的制作。
And they have been gained by God to a point where God had dealt with them in a very
cultivate them.
They cultivated them.
然后呢，主 shape them
in a detailed way, and He shaped them.
好叫他们在那个不正常的环境。做一个正常的反应。
So that in an abnormal environment, they had a very normal response.
那个叫做得胜。
That is overcoming.
弟兄姊妹，得胜并不是你比别人更声音大一点。
Overcoming does not mean that you have a louder voice than others.
比别人更有手腕，更有计谋一点。
Or that you are more skillful than others.
弟兄姊妹，那是世界的原则。
That is a principle in the world.
真正的得胜。乃是回到神要的那个正常光景。
True overcoming means that you return back to the condition that God wants.
这一般平凡的人
，So this group of common people，
他们在平常的生活中
，In their daily common life，
神把爱慕神的心智赐给他们。
God has given them a desire to love God.
我们在教会最喜乐的一件事，就是看见。有人对主有心。
The thing that causes us to be most joyful before the Lord is when we see others who have a love for God.
是不是？特别是我们看有些平时好像无所谓的基督徒，忽然开始认真了。
When we see some Christians who at first were very, they were casual, now all of a sudden they're very serious in following the Lord. 或者有一些
多年蒙恩的已经变成老气横秋，我们真是好听的话。
Or some Christians who are just very old and they are now very
什么都是 format， 都是 routine。
Everything
但是讲起话来一副道貌岸然的弟兄姊妹们，这些人忽然之间他变得新鲜了。
Some dry and old Christians all of a sudden now they're fresh and new。
他变成真实了 ，real 了。
Now they are real。
他再不是一个宗教的衣服穿上来。
They're not wearing the cloak of just merely religious Christianity. Now they come before the Lord.
有这种光景，这是教会开始复兴的光景。
This is a condition of revival in the church.
心智非常的重要。
Your heart's condition is very important.
我们需要在主面前好好的祷告。
We truly need to pray before the Lord.
主啊，怜悯我。
Lord, have mercy on me.
我不要做一个不冷不热的人。
I don't want to be a lukewarm person.
不要做一个照着道理。讲话的人
I don't want to be a person who merely speaks doctrine.
我要做一个真实的人
I want to be a real person.
真正的站在自己的本相我的地位 来让你制作的人。
A person who truly comes just as I am, so that you may have your way.
他们因着有这个心智。
Because they had this desire.
他们就在不在平常的生活里面有不平常的操练和学习。
Then they had a very common everyday training in a very abnormal environment.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，这不平凡的操练。
This abnormal training.
Uncommon
training.
Exercise. 啊，神要我们 exercise.
God wants us to exercise.
这种操练，我们用一个名词叫做里面的生活。
This exercise is called the inner life.
不是外面让别人称赞。你会讲，你懂这个，你懂那个。
It's not outwardly people can praise you that you know this and you can explain this well.
乃是每遇见一件事情，我和主之间有一次的交涉。
But in everything that I have this communication with the Lord.
Have a dealing with the Lord.
Have a dealing with the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，这个词啊，在早期基督徒中间是非常熟悉的一个词。
This is a very common phrase among early Christians.
我们碰到事情来，我们跟主去办交涉。
That once we encounter a problem, we have a dealing with the Lord.
今天很多时候我们跟人办交涉。
Today we have dealings with people.
我要这样，你为什么要那样？
I want to do this. Why don't you want to do it?
这开会开完了不够，然后再打电话再交涉。
After the meeting is not enough. We still have dealings over the phone.
是不是呢？
Isn't that so?
但是呢，那些真正在主面前学习的人，他就到主面前去。
But those who truly have experience in training with the Lord come back to the Lord. This is the secret of the judges.
他们有里面的生活。
They have an inner life.
这个里面的生活叫他们认识爱他们的神。
This inner life causes them to know the God who loves them.
这里面的生活叫他们生命开始改变。
This inner life causes their lives to change.
在平常的生活事物中。
In their common everyday life,
这个里面的生活叫做属灵的预备。
This inner life is a spiritual preparation.
啊，我们预备的够了，当环境临到的时候。
Once you have prepared enough, once the environment comes,
它的果效和它的功用就自然的会显出。
The consequence and that function will naturally appear.
啊，所以保罗在哥林多教会里面讲到，他们中间有一些问题。
And so Paul, in his letters to Corinth, we see that there were some problems.
他说：“你们聚会呢，不是受益，我怕你们是遭损。”
And he says that I fear that you have suffered loss.
为什么会有这些事情呢？
Why did these things happen?
保罗有一个特别的眼光。
Paul had a very special perspective.
许可这些事发生在你们中间。
That God said God has allowed these things to happen among you.
为什么叫你们中间那些老练的人呢？就显出来了。
So that those who have been trained, they can be
experienced.
They now you can see that.
所以不许可这些 issue 啊，在弟兄姊妹中间，大家传来传去很痛苦。
All of these issues among them, it was difficult.
很多人都碰到 issue 就倒了。
Once people hit the issues, they fall.
这边风这边来呢，我就往那边倒。
The wind blows this way, and I fall in that direction.
但是那些老练的人。他们就站住了。
But those who have experience, they are able to stand firm.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是里面生活的重要性。
This is the importance of that inner life.
如果你光会道理
，If you merely know the theory or the doctrine,
请原谅我这样讲。
Forgive me
for saying. 一考就倒。
Once you're tested, you fall.
我们需要在主面前认识怎样来应付这个挑战。
Before the Lord, we must know how to deal with these challenges.
所以后面呢，我要。借着士师记几位士师
，And so in the following time, I want to talk about several of the judges.
稍微和大家交通一点呢，这士师们所显出里面生活的一些的原则。
I want to talk about some of the principles of that inner life from the judges.
昨天晚上我们讲到士师记里面记载了12个士师。
Last night we said that there were 12 judges in this book.
有五位士师呢，他们只做。一个审判的工作。
Five of the judges, they did merely a work of judgment.
有七位士师啊，不仅审判，并且他们有胜过仇敌的经历。
And seven of them, not only did they do the work of judgment, but they also overcame the enemy.
感谢主啊，第一章到第五章哈、啊，就有四位。
From chapter 1 through 5, we see that there are 4 of them.
啊，所以我今天呢，早上用一点时间，把第三章到第四章里面。这四位士师的生活和大家看一看。
And so this morning from chapter 3 and 4, I want to look at these four judges.
那么后面还有七位中的三位呢， 留给弟兄姊妹自己回家去做功课。
And the remaining three out of these seven I want to leave as homework for you.
我相信大家读出来的可能比我看见的要更多、更亮、更好。
And I believe that when you study, you will have greater light and you will read more and better than me.
第一个士师俄陀尼。
The first judge, Othniel.
请我们翻到第一章第十一节到十五节。
Let's turn to chapter 1, verse 11 through 15.
士师记第一章第十一节，他们从那里去攻击底壁的居民。底壁从前名叫基列西佛。加勒说：“谁能攻打基列西佛，将城夺取，我就把我女儿亚萨给他为妻。”加勒兄弟基纳斯的儿子俄陀聂夺取了那城，加勒就把女儿亚萨给他为妻。亚萨过门的时候。劝丈夫向他父亲求一块田，亚萨一下驴，加勒问他说：“你要什么？”他说：“求你赐福给我，你既将我安置在南地，求你也给我水泉。”加勒就把上泉下泉赐给他。
Then from there he went against the inhabitants of Debir. Now the name of Debir formerly was Kiriath-Sepher. And Caleb said, "The one who attacks Kiriath-Sepher and captures it, I will even give him my daughter Aksa for a wife." Othniel, the son of Kenaz, Caleb's younger brother, captured it. So he gave him his daughter Aksa for a wife. Then it came about when she came to him that she persuaded him to ask her father for a field. Then she alighted from her donkey, and Caleb said to her, "What do you want?" She said to him, "Give me a blessing. Since you have given me the land of the Negev, give me also springs of water." So Caleb gave her the upper springs and the lower springs.
士师记第三章第八节到第十节。
Judges chapter 3 verses 8 through 10.
所以耶和华的怒气向以色列人发作。就把他们交在米索波大米王古山利萨田的手中。以色列人服侍古山利萨田八年。以色列人呼求耶和华的时候，耶和华就为他们兴起一位拯救者救他们，就是加勒兄弟基纳斯的儿子俄陀聂。耶和华的灵降在他身上，他就做了以色列的士师，出去征战。耶和华将米索波大米王古山利萨田交在他手中，他便胜了古山利萨田。
Then the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel, so that he sold them into the hands of Cushan-Rishathaim, king of Mesopotamia, and the sons of Israel served Cushan-Rishathaim 8 years. When the sons of Israel cried to the Lord raised up a deliverer for the sons of Israel to deliver them, Othniel, the son of Kenaz, Caleb's younger brother. The Spirit of the Lord came upon him, and he judged Israel. When he went out to war, the Lord gave Cushan-Rishathaim, king of Mesopotamia, into his hand, so that he prevailed.Over Cushan-Rishathaim.
我们在这一刚才所读的经文里面
，In the passage we just read，
看见俄陀聂早期的得胜
，We see Othniel's early victories.
我们可以从这里面看见几个点
，And from here we see several points.
我们知道俄陀聂呢。是长大在旷野里面那一代。
We know Othniel, he came from the generation that grew up in the wilderness.
他是加勒的侄子。
He is the nephew of Caleb.
他所以他从可能他出生呢就在旷野的里面。
Perhaps he was born in the wilderness.
所以他的生活呢非常熟悉并且适应。那些恶劣的环境。
So in his daily life, he was very familiar with harsh conditions.
这养成他一个有耐力、有坚忍的一个性格。
So that he had a nature that was full of endurance and patience.
弟兄姊妹们，若是特别我们年轻的弟兄姊妹。
So for us, particularly the young ones.
若是你现在的生活很舒适，很容易、啊，感谢赞美主。
If your life is very easy and smooth, we give thanks and praise to the Lord.
很多是你离开了父母亲或者离开了学校，一开始工作就碰见压力和难处。
And if you have left home and now graduated from school and now you encounter stress and difficulties at work,
更要感谢赞美主。
Then I encourage you give thanks and praise to the Lord even more.
别的同学都去一个容易的公司，好的老板，结果主把我带到一个要求非常非常。 严格的公司
If God has allowed your classmates to go to a very good company with a very good boss and allowed you to encounter a very difficult boss,
主许可这恶劣的环境临到你
God has,
只要你养成俄陀涅的忍耐
God has allowed you to encounter this harsh environment so that you can also develop the characteristics of
当他们进了迦南以后
After they entered into Canaan,
他的这个伯父就是迦勒
His uncle, that is Caleb,
已经打下了这个基列耶林就是希伯伦
Already had, had captured Hebron.
啊，那是一个非常不容易攻，但是非常宝贵的一座城。
It was very difficult to capture, however, it was a very precious and important place.
那么接下来第二座城就是底壁，后来的底壁，那个时候叫做基列西弗。
And so the next was Debir, which was formerly Kiriath Sefer.
加勒就出了一个这个叫什么悬赏还是出了一个挑战
and, so, Caleb, so Caleb now he has this challenge or,
他说谁能够为我去胜过打下这个基列西弗
because he wanted a son-in-law whoever now captures the city I'm going to give him my daughter
好现在好像不太这样做了
we don't see this custom anymore
说不定能够找到一个真的爱主的好女婿
but perhaps you may find a son-in-law who truly loves the Lord
所以我劝有女儿的弟兄姊妹要好好祷告
so if you have a daughter pray
如果你以后让你的你的女儿嫁一个好丈夫啊
if you want your daughter to marry a good husband
要考一考那个男孩子的心智
and you want to test the nature of that future son-in-law
所以我们年轻的弟兄们你要有好的心智
so young brothers you need to have a good heart and desire before the Lord
我认识一个跟我同年的弟兄他现在在 Galveston
I know a brother who's the same age as me he is now in Galveston
啊，他就是这样考过才娶上他太太的
He had tested and that is how he married his wife
其貌不扬他的准岳父说你凭什么资格娶我的女儿呢
Father-in-law says with what right do you have to marry my daughter
Father-in-law to be
Father-in-law to be
还不是真的 Father-in-law 他说你可以考一考我
And so he said you can test me to his future father-in-law
结果这个一考啊这个准岳父就心里欢喜得不得了
And after the testing, the future father-in-law was so pleased
弟兄姊妹这就是俄陀涅他的心智通过考验
This was Othniel that he had gone through testing
他看见难处他不说先讲这个难处多难
When he encountered this challenge, he didn't first say how difficult this challenge was
他先说我要
He first said, I want it
然后他说我肯
And then he says, I'm able
然后他依靠主
And then he relied on the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，这个叫做心智。
Brothers and sisters, that is your desire.
如果一碰到难处
，As soon as you hit a problem,
我们就找 Plan B.
Do you look for Plan B?
啊，我们找另外一条路，容易一点。
You find another and easier way out.
弟兄姊妹，你的心智一考就没有。
Then brothers and sisters, as soon as you are tested,
我们需要在主的面前培养这个心智。
Brothers and sisters, we need to nurture and train this desire.
你看他那一仗哈。收获丰富啊
In this battle, there was great plunder.
不仅得着了基列西弗，就是后来的底壁。
Not only did he gain Kiriath Sefer, which then became Debir.
得着了亚萨做他的妻子。
Then he had Aksa for a wife.
亚萨还帮他出主意。
And Aksa also,
你看这还这个姊妹还没出嫁就已经啊。非常爱家了。
This sister, even before being married, she already loved her future family.
你下驴子，爸爸问你要什么，你跟他讲。你给我那块田呢，还要两个水井。
As soon as she came from the donkey, she said to her father, "This is what she wants. She wants the land."
要上泉和下泉。
She wants the upper springs and the lower springs.
在属灵的高处得滋润，在属灵的低处一样得滋润。
She wants to be nurtured up in the upper springs and also spiritually in the low points to be nurtured.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等好的生活！
This is such a wonderful life.
有的人呢，在顺利的环境。快乐。
Some people are joyful only when things are smooth.
但是快乐有时候也失，立刻就失败。
But sometimes in your joy, you immediately fail.
有人碰见难处的时候就枯干。
Some people, when they encounter low points, they are so dry.
但是在我们看见，在迦勒的生活中，他得着了上权和下权。
But we see that in Caleb, in his life, he had the upper and lower springs.
然后呢？这个时候环境临到了，仇敌来辖制他们。
And now when the environment showed that the enemy was coming to oppress them.
这个古山利撒田呢是米索波大米的王。
We see that these upper and lower springs, this was the, under the hand of the king of Mesopotamia.
米索波大米就是后来的 巴比伦帝国所在的那个地方。
We know that Mesopotamia was the later location of the nation of Babylon. This is a great enemy.
这不是当地的迦南地的妻族。
This is not the original seven lords.
今天神的儿女们大多数在这个点上面失败。
The majority of Christians today, they fail in this point.
巴比伦说出宗教里面的混乱。
Babylon speaks of the chaos in religion.
用基督的名实际上是拜偶像。
They use the name of Christ, but in reality they are worshipping idols.
所以说我们讲我们不要跟基督教做朋友。
So today we are not friends with Christianity.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
今天很少人在这个仇敌中能够站得住的。
Very few people are able to stand firm against this enemy.
当这古山利大田来辖制以色列的时候，俄陀涅站起来了。
When Cushan Rishathaim came to oppress the people, Othniel stood up.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为神的灵临到他。
Because the Spirit of the Lord came upon him.
为什么神的灵不降在别人身上？
Why didn't the Spirit of the Lord come upon others?
因为他在平常的生活里面，他运用过信心。
Because in his common daily life, he had already used faith.
他操练过他的信心。
He had trained and exercised his faith.
越难的环境是越好运用信心的机会。
The more difficult the environment is, the better environment to exercise your faith.
真正信心的表现是什么呢？
The true expression of faith
不是说出来说话声音很大。
Is that when you speak, you are loud.
真正信心的表现是顺服。
True expression of faith is obedience.
主怎么说，我就怎么顺服。
Whatever the Lord says, I obey.
所以使徒保罗不彼得他在公会面前被审问的时候，他忽然得着了勇气。
When Peter, when he was being questioned in front of the meeting, he all of a sudden had courage.
他说呢，顺从人不顺从神呢，合不合理？你们自己去衡量一下。
Whether it's better to listen to man or to God, you go back and think about it yourself.
但是神呢，把圣灵赐给顺服之人。
However, God gives the Holy Spirit to those who obey.
这是给我们看见。俄陀涅所以圣灵降下来的原因。
This is the reason why the Spirit of the Lord came upon Othniel.
圣灵在他的身上啊有工作。
Now the Spirit of the Jehovah had work in him.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们每一个属神的儿女，相信主耶稣的人。
For every child of God, everyone who believes in the Lord Jesus.
你我有没有圣灵呢？
Do you and I have the Holy Spirit?
有。
We do.
教会中间，我们聚会侍奉中，生活中有没有圣灵呢？
In the church, in our meetings, in our service, is the Holy Spirit there?
有。
Yes.
啊，弟兄姊妹，但是我们不，若是我们不觉察他，如果我们不留意他，不尊重他，他就显不出他的。
However, if we do not search him out, if we do not pay attention to him or give him respect, then he will not manifest himself.
所以今天在我们的生活中啊，求主让我们能够细心一点。
So in our daily life, we ask the Lord that we would be more careful.
我们细心，我们就觉察这是主。
Once we are more careful, we realize this is the Lord.
主在这里。
The Lord is here.
好，我们并且留意。
And we pay attention.
弟兄姊妹，我们顺从他。
And then we obey.
那么圣灵在他身上显出来，第一个就是光照。
And when the Holy Spirit manifests himself first, we see that there is light.
所以主耶稣讲圣灵来是做什么呢？叫人为罪、为义、为审判，自己责备自己。
The first work of the Holy Spirit is that once He comes, that we condemn ourselves.
We will be convicted for sin, for righteousness, and for judgment.
For judgment.
弟兄姊妹们，一个人呢，他自己先被光照过，他才能够看见别人需要什么。
Only a person after he has been enlightened by the Holy Spirit can he see the needs in others.
如果我活在黑暗里面，我不可能看见你身上的黑暗。
If I am living in darkness, I cannot see the darkness that you are in.
所以当神的灵一降在俄陀涅身上，他就能够审判以色列人。
So once the Spirit of the Lord came upon Othniel, he was able to judge the Israelites.
中文的翻译说，他就做了以色列人的士师。英文说，他就审判以色列人。
And so he became one who judged the Israelites.
他能够看见我们失败的原因，原来是我们偏离了神所要的光照。
He was able to see the reason for their failure was because they had now left the original condition they ought to be in.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，今天教会何等需要这样的人。
Dear brothers and sisters, we need people like this.
服侍儿童的需要有这样的光。
For those who serve the children, you need to have this light.
服侍青少年的需要有这样的光。
For those who serve the young people, you need to have this light.
服侍大学生的需要有这样的光。
For those who serve the college students, you need to have this light.
我们服侍聚会的服侍弟兄姊妹需要有这样的光。
For those who serve the church and brothers and sisters, we need to have this light.
若是我们没有光，我们就看不见仇敌的诡计。
Without light, you cannot see the schemes of the enemy.
圣灵在他身上第二工作就能够管制他。
The second work of the Holy Spirit was able to discipline him.
啊，这个管制啊，啊，我比较喜欢用一个翻译叫做调教。就是 discipline 啊，就是像我们去拜一个师父啊，就他可以调教我。
That once you go and inquire of a teacher, that they are able to discipline you.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，我们要在主的手中接受主的调教。
When you come to the Lord, you are to accept the discipline from His hand.
然后呢，主能够教导他。
And then God is able to teach him.
在他的身上，他接受教导。他就经历圣灵的能力。
Once he experienced teaching from the Lord, he experienced the power of the Spirit.
所以撒迦利亚书告诉我们说，不是依靠才能和势力。
So Zechariah tells us it is not by power nor by might.
乃是依靠耶和华的灵方能成事。
But by his Spirit we are able to overcome.
这个是在俄陀涅身上我们看见一个原则。
This is a principle that we see from Othniel.
圣灵在他身上做他的指挥。
The Holy Spirit was his director in him.
做他的能力。
Was his power in him.
先恢复以色列人属灵的光景，他们才有外面胜过仇敌的经历。
Once they had the revival of the spiritual condition, then they had the experience of victory over the enemy.
我们要快快地讲。
We need to go quickly.
我希望我今天还是一样准时。
I hope that I'm still on time today.
第二个士师。
The second judge.
在第三章第十五节到十六节。
Chapter 3, verse 15 and 16.
以色列人呼求耶和华的时候，耶和华就为他们兴起一位拯救者，就是便雅悯人基拉的儿子以户，他是左手便利的。以色列人托他送礼物给摩押王伊基伦，以户打了一把两刃的剑，长一轴，戴在右腿上衣服里面。
But when the sons of Israel cried to the Lord raised up a deliverer for them, Ehud the son of Gera, the Benjamite, a left-handed man. And the sons of Israel sent tribute by him to Eglon, the king of Moab. Ehud made himself a sword which had two edges, a cubit in length, and he bound it on his right thigh under his cloak.
啊，在这里我们看见以户啊，第一个点他是一个左撇子。
The first point of Ehud was that he's a left-handed man.
啊，他在一般人中间呢，跟别人呢不太一样。
Compared to others, he's a bit different.
在我小的时候，左撇子啊是看作缺陷，有天生缺陷的人。
When I was young, those who are left-handed were seen as those who are lacking something.
因为我小的时候就是个左撇子。
Because I was a left-handed person.
哎呀，我上一年级就受够了苦。
When I was in first grade, I suffered a lot.
在家里也是受够了苦。
And I suffered a lot.
我每次用筷子拿左手拿筷子就挨打。
Every time I used my left hand to pick up the chopsticks,
用左手写字也一样挨打。
I was hit, and when I write with my left hand, I was also hit.
打到一个地步啊。我就口急了 ，stutter。
I was hit to such a point I started to stutter。
我小的时候啊，不会讲话的。
And so when I was young, I couldn't speak。
碰到人结结巴巴的。
And so when I met people, I stuttered。
现在懂一点了，就是因为那时候被修正。
And I realize now it's because I was disciplined so much。
从来不这样。
However, God is not like that。Because God gave this。
你在每一个人身上都有自己的个格和特点。
Everyone has their own personality。
在这个特点上面，我们不要去消灭别人。
In your personality。
我们在侍奉中要尊重每一个弟兄姊妹的个格和特点。
In our service, we are to respect everyone's personality.
他这个左手便利，后来成为他克制仇敌的重要的一个点。
The reason later when he because he was a left-handed man, this became the reason why he was able to overcome the enemy.
因为他用左手拔剑的时候。这个王呢，一点都没有防备。
Because when he used,
都是右手拔剑的，对不对
？Because he used his left hand to pull out his sword, the king had no reaction. Others would use the right hand.
我们看见神能够用他出其不意的就胜过仇敌了。
God was able to use him in this very unusual way to overcome the enemy.
第二个特点。
Second point.
他还没有去 遇见仇敌之前
before he went to meet the enemy
他有一个生活
he had this life
圣经上说他打了一把两刃的利剑
the Bible says that he made himself a sword which had two edges
我们知道中国古时候有会打剑的人
we know that in ancient China there were those who were swordsmen
我到这个苏州去啊看到有一个叫做有一个泉呢、啊、那里造剑的一个剑池、
when I went to the province
他说这是乌丸夫差啊四剑池
there was a well
那个池他一劈啊就开了
there was a well where we learned that this is where they made
什么意思呢告诉我们组剑呢、啊、打剑呢、啊、是一个技艺
we realized that making sword you need to have a particular skill
他打了一把两刃的利剑
he made a two-edged sword
所以他是个铁匠
and so he was a swordsmith
他在家里啊，天天煮钢啊。
Every day he is dealing this metal.
这个剑要打好啊，要锤打，要磨砺，还要经过淬火。
To make a good sword, you need to pound it and you need to make smooth it to make it sharp, and it needs to be heated up.
啊，还要这个叫做 annealing， 啊 ，kneel。
Annealing.
Yeah. 要烧得很烫，然后立刻放到水里面去。
So what you need to do is heat it up to when it's very hot and immediately put it into water.
然后要好好的捶打。
And you need to pound it well.
捶打完再来烧一遍，再放到水里。
You need to fire it up and then put it in water again.
我们知道圣经讲两刃的利剑是讲到神的话语。
We know that when the Bible talks about a two-edged sword, it speaks of God's word.
我们不要认为用神的话语。只要讲出那个话就有用了。
Don't think that just because you speak out these words now it's useful.
你是不是一个打剑的人呢
？Are you a true swordsman?
你一讲话就知道了。
As soon as you speak, you will know.
我读有一些弟兄们的信息啊，我一读就感觉神圣的感动在那里。
As soon as I read some of these preaching, immediately I feel that God's presence is there.
还不是 preaching 呢、啊，就他的书而已。
Their books.
我觉得这个人讲的是他所是。是他经历过的。
I feel that what they have written is because of who they are. They have experienced.
比如说，我现场听一个聚会，听完了就忘记了。
For example, there are other meetings, so I hear a speaking and then I immediately forget.
讲的话跟他这个人是分开的。
Because that person is separated from his words.
他讲的是别人的话。
He's using other people's words.
是他爸爸妈妈的道理。
These are the words of their parents.
弟兄姊妹们，那个没有用的。
These words are useless.
你必须自己是一个主见的人。
Self must be that source.
我年轻的时候，年长弟兄啊，常常压住我，不让我出去跑。
And so when I was young, a lot of older brothers did not allow me to go.
好好在家读圣经，我把剑出来。
I had to stay home to read the Bible so I could have a sword.
现在头发都白了，剑还没磨出来。
Sadly, hair is gray. I still don't have that sword yet.
所以胜不过仇敌。
So I cannot overcome the enemy.
弟兄姊妹们，你愿不愿意花这个功夫呢
？Are you willing to use
好好的读主的话语
Are you willing to read God's word well?
用心的读主的话语。
Use your heart to read God's word.
怎么读呢？一个字一个字的读。
Read it word by word.
这些年主在我里面开始管教我。
In these years, the Lord began to discipline me.
我现在读圣经呢，是抄的。
Now when I read His word, I copy it.
四世纪我把它抄下来。
I have copied the book of Judges.
一个字一个字。
Word by word.
然后一个字一个字到主面前去问。
And word by word, I come before the Lord to ask Him.
我觉得我起步太晚太晚。
And I feel that I've started too late.
以往呢，查很多参考书。
In the past,
去把这个字的字义查出来，那个字的字义查出来。
In the past,
一点用都没有。
I just looked up all these concordances and all of these definitions. It did not help me.
不能说没有用了，讲到有点资料讲给别人听。
Well, I can't say it didn't help me. I had some material to preach.
但是不利啊。
But it was not sharp.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，你还要磨剑呢。
You need to pound that.
有时候有些弟兄们不出来哈。
Brothers, when they do not come out, it is perhaps that they are at home. They are still grinding on the sword.
我们要为他感谢赞美主。
We need to give thanks and praise the Lord.
巴不得我们年轻人有人肯在家组剑磨剑。
I hope that some of the young people at home that you are making your sword.
用我们的心来读主的话。
To use your heart and read God's word.
并且读主话的时候，不仅仅把自己的需要摆在主的话里。
And not only place your own needs into God's word.
把整个神的需要、教会的需要摆在圣经。来做背景。
Place all of God's needs, the needs of the church, into the Bible and use that as the background.
你就看见主的话何等的宝贵。
And then you will find how precious is His word.
这是以户的 经历。
This is experience of Ehud.
我的时间已经到了。
My time is up.
所以可以多留一点功课给弟兄姊妹。
So I'll leave more homework for brothers and sisters.
底下有三家。
And then next is Samgar. I'm going to
三家是个赶牛的人。
Mention it quickly. Shamgar, he was one who was dealt with a cattle.
一个人。
He's a very common farmer.
他手上唯有就是赶牛的棍子，一个刺棍。
The thing he had in his hand was an ox goad.
这是他平常工作中的工具。
This was a tool in his daily work.
这个刺棍是干什么用的呢
？What does this ox goad do?
是叫那个牛啊走正道，走直道的。
It's for the ox to walk in the right way.
因为牛啊一放松了，他就去吃草了，不走了。
Because as soon as the ox is let go, he will go his own way.
或者他走他自己喜欢走的路。
And he will walk in the way he wants to go.
如果做工的人是牛的话
If the worker is an ox,
今天我们何等需要走直道
How we need to walk the right way
何等需要走正道
We need to walk the right and straight way
所以你看彼得在他晚年的时候写书信彼得后书
And so Peter in his older years when he wrote the epistle to Peter
第二章里面他讲到神的道三方面
He says,
是真道是义道是直道
He says that the word of God is the true word It is the right word and the straight way
今天教会所以偏离神的心意因为教会不认识什么是直道。
Today the church, the reason why it does not know God's will is because it does not know the right way.
大家都这样做，那就是对的。
We feel everyone is doing that, so we must do. It must fight. In reality, no.
所以在十九世纪，在英国主兴起了一批弟兄姊妹。
In the 19th century, God raised up a group of brothers and sisters.
他们手中是有刺棍的。
In their hand, they had the ox.
因为他们好好的读圣经。
Because they read the Bible well.
在圣经里面没有的，他们看见有，他们就。就把它丢弃。
In the Bible, the things that they did not find, they tossed aside.
像婴儿洗礼，像牧师制度，啊，像教会里面许多的做法，他们通通把它归正回来。
Like infant baptism and also having the clergy, all of these things they took away.
擘饼聚会。
Communion.
我们到底该怎么擘饼
？How are we to break bread?
是谁在这里领这个聚会
？Who is here leading this meeting?
他们把它归正回来。
And they corrected it.
所以他们在那个聚会中让主做主。
So in that meeting, the Lord.
没有人在那里说话。
No one was there speaking.
大家一到那里，他们心就向着宝座。
As soon as everyone arrived, their hearts were
around the throne. 他们的祷告赞美是围着宝座的。
And their praise and their worship was around the throne.
今天我们看见许许多多的事情都歪了。
So many things have gone astray.
我们需要有一根棍子。
We need that ox goad.
这个弟兄写了一本书，叫做 Straight Way.
So our brother, this brother, he wrote a book called The Straight Way.
他名字叫做 Alexander Frederick.
That is his name.
啊，他写了四十二个点。
And he wrote 42 points.
每一个点都是一篇 thesis.
And every single point was a thesis.
他把那个时候他在欧洲看见，圣经没有的人有的，圣经该有的人没有的。他通通讲出来。
All of the things that he saw in Europe at that time, the things that the Bible said that people did not have, what people and other vice versa, he corrected it.
如果我们不知道这些
，Brothers and sisters, if we do not know these things,
可能聚会呢，我们觉得太陈旧了，用一点新方法。
After we gather for a while, we feel that this is too old. We must use some new methods. We need to use some man's intelligence.
我们来帮主的忙。
To help out the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，教会就走样。
Then the church.
我们需要有三家这样的人。
We need to be like Samgar.
底波拉呢，我没有时间和大家交通。
Now I don't have time to share about Deborah.
姊妹们呢，会读出很多亮光来。
But I feel that sisters will read a lot of light.
我应该停在这里。
I need to stop here.
我们在主面前有一点祷告。
Shall we have some prayer before the Lord?
我们亲爱的主。
Our dear Lord,
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
虽然环境不如理想
，Even though the environment is not the way we want,
但是你的慈爱永远没有改变。
But your love has never changed.
你许可一些事物临到我们。
You have allowed some things to come to us.
背后是你的怜悯和慈爱。
Behind it is your mercy and love.
主啊，愿你赐给我们心智。
May you give us this new desire.
愿意站在你这一边。
Willing to stand on your side.
给我们一个心愿。
Give us a desire.
肯把自己交给你。
That we're willing to give ourselves to you.
好像你在暗中，在我们日常的生活里。
So that hidden in our daily life.
你能够制作我们。
You may train us.
Shape us. 亲爱的主啊。
Lord.
我们。感觉你要回来的日子是何等的迫近。
We feel that your return is so near.
但是另一面，我们感觉自己的光景
But on the other hand, we feel that our own condition is so uncomely.
We need
you to give us more
mercy.
Thank you for giving us the book of
Judges. You
have placed these words before
us. 照亮我们的脚步,
enlighten our steps.
使我们的生活里面满了你的自己,
so that in our daily life it would be full of your presence.
在我们的侍奉中能够有叫父神喜悦的光景。
That in our service we would have a condition that pleases the Father.
谢谢你早晨与我们同在。
Thank you for your presence with us.
祝福你的话语。
Bless your word.
祝福亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Bless all dear brothers and sisters.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
奉耶稣基督的圣名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.